ज्ञानंजन श्लाघया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीनापराधलक्ष्यै चित्तास्य कामादितरङ्गमध्यै कृपामयि त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्राव्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया सर्वोऽभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नये मां चरणान्तिके। That Parikshit Maharaj was emperor of whole India, that is at time of whole world. He was so powerful, so intelligent, and he was brought up by Krishna himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was son of Arjuna. His grandfather was Arjuna. So, you know that he was brought up also by Draupadi and Subhadra also. So how he may be, what kind of Vaishnava? We think that he was not less than Sukadeva Goswami. In some way he was more superior than Sukadeva Goswami. Because Parikshit Maharaj sometimes playing in the lap of Krishna, but Sukadeva Goswami has never been fortunate like him. No? Krishna has kept Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of his mother, always loving so much, practically love and affection. But Sukadeva Goswami not like that. So don't think that Parikshit Maharaj was in Maya and he was in some doubt, but he was associate of Krishna himself. He was playing a role of bhakta. And that is why Srimad Bhagavat came. Krishna was also playing a trick to produce Srimad Bhagavatam, to manifest Srimad Bhagavatam. So his teaching us that those who have taken birth, they will have to die. And so many problems in life will come. If you are plant, creeper, trees, animal cut you at once. If you are animals like cows and pig and hogs, sea goat or anything like hen, they will cut and eat you. Even in human shape, from beginning to end, from birth to death, there are so many problems. At last, those who are young, those who are baby, they must be old, must be attacked by so much illness and so much problems, and at last he will have to die. It is true. So Paraktipara is teaching us that even he was emperor, so powerful, young, so strong, but he made mistake, and that by mistake he offended some rishis and maharshi who were in trance of Krishna. So the son of that sage gave him cause that after 7 days you must die by biting of a snake. Certainly, anyone cannot save you. You should do whatever you want to do. At that time, he left his kingdom, wife, sons and everything, and came on the bank of Ganges and remembering Krishna. In the same time, Sukadeva Goswami came. And lots of rishis, maharshis, bhakta, grihastha bhakta, all assembled there. And he asked those who are dying just now, what is their duties? What they should do? Well, you always sit behind and so forth. You should come here, nearer, always. Otherwise, I will punish you next day if you are not coming yourself.
What is the duty of one on the verge of death?
Just now, dying, in a moment, what they should do. And those who will die tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after 1 year, after 100 years, what they should do. This was the two root questions. We don't know that when we will die. Parikshit Maharaj was a fixed date that after 7 days he will die. But for us, there is no fixed date. When we will die, heart will fail, and we will die. We don't know. We see in India, Prime Minister, two prime ministers, they were going to inaugurate something, a very big assembly of lakhs and lakhs persons, and in that time he was shooted at once and died. Kennedy, Napoleon, so big ones, in a moment. So what should we do? And those who must die tomorrow, day after tomorrow, after year, after 100 years, after 500 years, after 1,000 years, after lakhs and lakhs years, like Brahma, he must also go. Indra and all demigods will die. For them, what they should do? And Parikshit Maharaj was answering, those who are dying at once, they should chant Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If they cannot chant, what to do? Then he should hear from any other mouth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If not Hare Krishna, then only Krishna. Not Krishna, even Ram, Radhe, Radhe, like this. And they will go, they will attend more good stage than Ajamil, if they are chanting Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. Ajamil told for his son and he went to Vaikunth, and they are chanting for Krishna himself, Radhe himself. They must go above that thing, must. And if they are making a stool and passing urine, no sense even give a tulsi, Ganges water, or you should tell in his ear, what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did at the time of Haridas Thakur. He sat down there and all were singing around Haridas Thakur, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was looking on the face of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna Kribash left his body. So anyone should do like that. But those who have time, they should hear Hari Katha, pastimes of Krishna, so much powerful. And by this, hearing Hari Katha from the mouth of any qualified Vaishnava like Sukadeva Goswami, Nivartta Tarsai Rupagiyamanat Bhaushadhat Sotri Mano Bhiramat Kauttam Slok Gunanuvadat Virajye Pinapasaknat. Anyone who is out of Maya, he don't require worldly
requirements.
He is out of sense gratifications. He don't want any worldly thing. Always absorbed in Krishna prem. A Harikatha pastime from the mouth of that person is achuk aushadhi. Is
remedy, medicine,
very powerful medicine for dying person. And if anyone not hearing, then he is himself killer, atmahanta. He is killing his own soul. In human life, in this body, if you are not realizing Krishna and Krishna Bhakti, then your life is useless, like animals. And if you are hearing the pastimes of Krishna and knowing that I am eternal servant of Krishna, Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. My duty is to serve Him. If you have no this realization, then we will be counted in animals like donkeys. So he began to explain the pastimes of Krishna. When he heard about Yashoda and Nanda Baba, that Nanda Baba and Yashoda are thinking that Krishna is my son, loving son, sometimes chastising Krishna, sometimes taking the hairs of Krishna like twisting, sometimes binding his hands, oh, you are going to store makhan and misri to here and there, you are doing so much
mischief.
Naughty things. Not mischief, but naughty things. Krishna never does mischief. He plays naughty things. Sometimes he will play with the hood of snake. Oh, very dangerous. Big bulls, he will stand up on the heads of very big bulls, catching hold of their horns and dance. You know how naughty that he danced on the hood of Kaliya? Very naughty. So Yashoda is always fearful. Sometimes he used to play with weapons like sword, keeping them. Sometimes his mouth, in the mouth of dogs, very dangerous dogs like this. So he was so naughty. And Yashoda used to love him so much that his mind, my son, with mamata, mamata,
possessiveness,
majestiveness,
possessiveness,
and Krishna, if Yashoda is twisting his hair or chastise, he begins to weep and oh mother, and keeping her this and breast, and you to take milk. Though Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead, so here he is very wondered, Sukadeva Goswami. Nanda kim akarot brahman sreya eva mahodayam yashoda cha mahabhaga papau jasya stanam hari. Krishna being so much powerful and having so much affluence, being supreme personality of Godhead, being moon root of Nisinga Ram, Kalki and all ten or so many manifestations, but Yashoda and Nanda Baba always thinking him that he is my dear son. He has no intelligence. No intelligence. Nothing. He cannot turn his side like this and doing kya kya. Weeping. And Yashoda quickly going and giving her breast and supporting and nourishing. So hearing this, Maharaj Parikshit told, oh, very wonderful pastimes of Krishna. I want to hear more. So he is telling that what Nand Baba has done in his previous life, that Krishna became his son, and Yashoda what has done in previous pastimes, that by their throat she has become the mother of Krishna. Krishna cannot be without her mother, always with her. So, Sukadeva Goswami is telling some pastimes. Nanda Baba and Yashoda, by austerities or anything, by doing any good thing, they have not become father and mother. They are eternal father and mother of Krishna. Though Krishna is supreme personality and he has so much affluence, but yet Yashoda and Nanda are mother and father of Krishna eternally. You should do some. जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम जो वेति तत्त्वतः तत्ता देहम पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन. कृष्ण इज टेलिंग दैट आई हैव नो बर्थ एंड नो कर्म लाइक दिस बद्ध जीवास कंडीशन सोल. माई बर्थ इज
there. And there are so many actions also. But they are dibya, alaukik and aprakrita. Anyone can know by the help of yogmaya, by the mercy of yogmaya, anyone can realize this thing. Krishna never has birth, but he is always eternal son of Nanda and Yashoda. Both are true at a time. So Krishna also, he does not take birth, becomes a baby, and then becomes child, and then becomes kishore, and then becomes young, and then becomes mature, that is proud, about 50, and then becomes old, never. But by the help of yogmaya, it is seen in Krishna so many things, that once he was like a child, he took birth, after that he became more aged, after that he came to Pauganda. Pauganda means?
Boyhood.
Boyhood. And after that he became?
Teenage.
And after that young age, and after that he became? What?
Grown up.
More. And then he became like so. Never. There are not so many
stages
of Krishna like us. But we can see in love and affection by the mercy of yogmaya so many things in Krishna. His root is Kishore. Very beautiful, very beautiful. His standard is having float, very beautiful, singing in float, smiling with gopis. That is Nandanandan or Yashodanandan. But we can see him also in Dwarka, like friend of Arjun, fighting in battle of Mahabharata. Sometimes we can see him as a Narayan sitting in Vaikuntha, sucked by so many opulences. Sometimes you can see him, Krishna, like Baladev. Sometimes you can see him like Mahasankarsan. Sometimes like sleeping in ocean, clear ocean, like Karnab Desai, sometimes Khirod Desai, sometimes like Sesh. You can see. But the root Krishna is, supreme personality of Krishna is Yashodanandan, Aradha Kanta Radhanath, this. Now, once Krishna was about 2.5 years age, now he quite naked with Baladev playing. They can move from one house to another, crossing the door, here and there playing. On the bank of Yamuna, Brahmand Ghat, Raman Reti and other places. And gopis are coming and they are giving Ulahana. They are giving what?
Complaining
to Mother Yashoda. Sakhi, your Krishna has become so naughty. Sometime with so many boys, in very morning, some darkness enters in our home. And such here and there, what is, what such thing? Makhan. Makhan means?
Butter.
Sweet butters. And sometimes taking something and giving to his friends, and to monkeys and crows. Sometimes we catch and ask why you are doing so, why you are stalling, why not coming and asking, we will give enough abundant of
butter
or anything you like. But he tells that I have plenty of all these things in my mother's house, why should I take? But he is accustomed to store. Stealing. Only. Never takes. One day, I caught him red-handed. What you are doing? Wicked boy. Krishna told him, say, why you have caught me? The naked boy told, smiling, that, mother, I thought that this is my home. But I am thinking now that you are not mine, and that is why you are thinking that I am stalling. I thought that this is my house. I was not stalling. And he smiled in such a way that she also began to smile. One day, another Sakhi is stalling, complaining to Mother Yashoda. Sakhi, one day I was being a guard in my home, I was looking that when he comes. And I was standing in the back side of the door,
behind the door.
Krishna did not saw me. And he went direct to the pot where makkhan was, butter was there. And he kept his hands there. Kept. And began to take. And he take here also. In the meantime, that mother went there, Gopi, and red-handed he took the hands of Krishna. And what are you doing? Nothing, mother, nothing. Nothing? Why you have kept your hands here? Oh, my mother has given a very golden ornament, and it is so
hot
that I wanted to make it cool. So I then mother told that mother, but why here butter is there? Oh, mother, you don't know. Oh, some monkey was here. And then I kept my hand in this, then some butter was there, and that monkey came and gave it in my mouth also. So, your boy is so naughty. Yashoda told, began to smile. All Sakhi was very much testing.
Relishing.
All these things, but they knew that Yashoda is not testing all these things. He never stole anything in Yashoda house. So we should also tell and divide our happiness to Yashoda also. But in a mood of
complaining.
One Sakhi one day came and also he is saying, oh, I am so much, I am so tang aa gayi hun. I am disturbed with your wicked boy, naughty boy. One day he entered in my room where butter was kept. I caught him red-handed and told, what are you doing? He told, smiling, nothing, mother, nothing. Then he said, you are keeping your hand in this and taking? No, mother, I was searching my cough, my friend cough, little cough. And
I was wearing and saw that it had jumped in your pot. Oh, it had jumped in. Where is that? Oh, mother, I am. And he gave his hand in the pot and brought a marble cough. Oh, he jumped from my hand and I was searching where he was. I was not stealing your makhan or anything. She began to laugh and just slid away, run away from there. One day, another mother, Sakhi, is telling to Yashoda, complaining, "Oh, I am so much worried for your this child, Krishna baby. Oh, she is so naughty. Went in search of makhan in my room, here and there, and he saw that I have kept it very
hidden
way, and he was searching and not having any trace of makhan. Then he saw that my boy is sleeping there, and he made
pinching
him. And my boy began to cry. Then I saw that Krishna is running. One day, one Sakhi is also telling, "Oh, your boy is so naughty. Today he entered in my room and I was watching and..."